Today on Gardening in a Minute, mushrooms in the landscape. After a heavy rain, you may notice mushrooms sprouting up all over your lawn. This is because Florida's frequent summer rains provide mushrooms with what they need to thrive. Don't worry, most of them will cause no harm in the landscape. You can leave them be, remove them by hand, or mow them. But realize that they'll probably keep coming back until your lawn is less moist. To get rid of mushrooms, reduce the amount of water you give your landscape. Never eat any mushrooms you find in your yard or in the woods. Many poisonous mushrooms look nearly identical to harmless ones. If you have an interest in harvesting your own mushrooms, you can purchase a do-it-yourself kit from a mail-order supplier. You can grow shiitake, oyster, portobello, and other tasty types of mushrooms. For more information about mushrooms, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain barrels. Lots of rain that falls on our roofs gets wasted. Why not keep free rainwater around for when your plants need it? Rain barrels are a great way to save water for a dry spell and to reduce stormwater runoff that can pollute our waterways. If you're building your own rain barrel, a 55-gallon plastic drum is the best container. Make sure to get one that has been used to hold non-toxic substances and install a faucet to access the water. The simplest system is to put the barrel under a downspout and let gravity do its thing. Use the stored water to irrigate your dry plants. Make sure the rain barrel is covered with a screen or lid to keep mosquitoes from breeding in the water. For more information about rain barrels, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, starting your garden from seed. When planting vegetable gardens, many gardeners buy starter plants, but you can also start your garden from seed. Starting from seed allows you to select from a wide range of colors and the best varieties of vegetables for your area. You can direct seed them or plant them in small containers until they're large enough to transplant in the garden. Different vegetables should be planted at different times of the year. Order fresh seed well in advance of planting or buy from local sources right before planting. Sow more than you think you'll need and thin out the weaker plants. Consider starting seeds throughout the season for a continuous vegetable harvest. Don't be intimidated by starting from seed. It's a fun and easy project for the whole family. For more information on starting a garden, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, invasive aquatic plants. Invasive plants are a problem all over Florida, even in the water. They can choke waterways, preventing swimming, fishing, and boating, and can reduce plant and animal diversity. Water hyacinth has been a problem for more than 100 years. This floating plant with lavender flowers is one of the fastest-growing plants in the world. Water lettuce is also a fast-growing invasive plant. As its name suggests, it looks like a floating open head of lettuce. Hydrilla was sold in stores as an aquarium plant for years. This underwater plant now infests tens of thousands of acres. Controlling aquatic invasives costs millions of dollars each year. To help prevent their spread, learn to identify them and never release aquatic plants from your water garden into a natural body of water. For more information about invasive plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hydroponic herbs. Homegrown herbs are delicious and easy to take care of. Many gardeners grow herbs in containers with soil, but they can also be grown hydroponically, either indoors or outside. Hydroponics is when you grow plants in a nutrient-rich solution instead of in soil. There are all kinds of kits to get you started. You can even build your own hydroponic system. Hydroponic units can be elaborate with pumps, timers, and other equipment, or can be simple floating systems. Hydroponically grown herbs grow much faster than traditionally grown herbs. This difference is because the needed moisture and nutrients are always readily available, allowing plants to maximize growth and production. Another advantage of growing herbs hydroponically is that you'll never have to weed them or deal with soil-borne pests. For more information on growing herbs hydroponically, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.